8:49 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Happy Tuesday. Time to ask the expert, and experts we always get. Today, UC Health was kind enough to loan us Brian Mosley. He is a professor in neurology at the University of Cincinnati, fellowship-trained, board-certified surgeon specializing in adult neurology. Received his medical degree from Loma Linda University of Medicine in Loma Linda, California. Following medical school, completed his residency at the Mayo School of Graduate Medical Education. He pursued a fellowship in epilepsy and clinical neurophysiology at UC California. That will be University of California, Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, Dr. Mosley. Great having you in here.
It's very good to be here.
Springboard for my conversation with you, doctor. A listener just called, and he basically said I was cured. He had epilepsy. He got diagnosed when he was a teenager, but some medicine he has taken, and he had a change a couple of times. He said, you know, working on different medicines, and they experimented or whatever. Hasn't had an episode in 17 years, I think he said. So I said, wow, that's cancer. You'd be deemed cured. Mm-hmm. Can you cure epilepsy, or can it be cured?
Absolutely, you can cure epilepsy. And so there are some people who will develop seizures who then, as their life goes on, for whatever reason, will stop having seizures. It may be that it's a genetic cause for seizures. And when you have genes that cause seizures, sometimes they're on during a certain part of your life. For instance, they just are activated at a certain time, and that's why you develop it. But they can also potentially be turned off. Now, we don't really have testing to determine that.
But not yet, you don't.
Not yet.
You know, that's like right down the road.
We're working on it. You know, if you want to help me with that,
yeah.
Do you have some insight into that?
No, but I just know this genetic testing. I mean, they found the gene that causes us to overeat or become obese the other day. So I figured there's going to be a cure for obesity here soon. But
okay.
Whatever.
Well, I can think of other cures that don't involve genetic for that. But coming back to
that. Self-control, man.
Exactly.
Look at Strecker.
Exactly.
He lost 200 pounds. Go ahead.
But when it comes to epilepsy, what we'll often do in people who are seizure-free for prolonged periods, for instance, 2 years, is we'll take a look back to see whether or not they need to remain on their anti-seizure drug. So, for instance, when people have seizures, one of the common things that we do as part of a workup is we do imaging of their brain, and usually that's an MRI. We take pictures to see and make sure that they don't have some what we call an enduring predisposition of the brain to seizures. For instance, if somebody had had a stroke, they unfortunately have damage that's been left behind that will always be there. The brain can't repair itself. It's not like the skin that
right.
can repair itself if you get a cut, or even the liver that can repair itself if it gets damaged. When damage is done to the brain, it's going to be there for the rest of your life. And so if somebody had that, it probably wouldn't be safe to come off their seizure drug because they have an enduring predisposition to having seizures in the future. And so it would just be best when you're weighing the risks of medicines versus the benefits of staying seizure-free, it would just be better to stay on medicines. But if somebody has a normal MRI and then this other test called an EEG where we put stickers at the scalp to look at the brain waves, if those are both normal, it doesn't mean that their risk of seizures is zero in the next 5 years if we took them off medications. But it's likely less than 50%. So in that case, you can work with your doctor to determine whether it might be right to taper off your medicine slowly and then sort of take a watch and a wait approach. But that's why it's very important that you continue to follow up with your doctor, be it your primary care doctor, your neurologist. And while we have centers like the one that we do at UC where we see folks with both new onset seizures and complicated epilepsy, to do an evaluation to determine if you need to be on treatment, what the appropriate treatment is for you, and do everything in our power to get these seizures under control.
Well, and you've answered probably in large part the question I had, which is what causes epilepsy? So you mentioned strokes, mm-hmm. you mentioned other forms of brain damage, trauma, and genetics. Mm-hmm. So we've covered the whole landscape there. It's a variety of things can do it.
Yeah, I mean, if we were going to talk about all the individual causes, we'd be here for a lot longer than the 6 minutes that I have for this segment.
Okay.
So certainly there are many causes, but that's why it's important that we have comprehensive centers like we do at UC, where we have the most advanced imaging that's available, world-class experts who have trained from places all over the world, been world-renowned, etc., to be able to help you to get to the bottom of it and, most importantly, get seizures under control.
Well, and you also have treatments like – and you're going to have to explain this for me because I'm reading from my notes.
Okay.
The vagal nerve stimulator.
Okay.
What is that?
Well, I think people are under, unfortunately, sort of this idea that only medicines are available to treat seizures, and that's just not the case. Although medicines are certainly the mainstay of treatment for seizures, there's about a third of epilepsy patients who will not respond to medications. They'll have what's called drug-resistant epilepsy, where they've tried good doses of two medicines, and no fault of their own, they continue to have seizures. The problem is if you just continue to treat with medicines in that case, the outcomes are very poor.
Oh.
By the time you try good doses of the third medicine, the chances of making you seizure-free are only 5%. I see your eyes getting wide here for your radio audience.
Yeah, yeah. That's my reaction. It's no way. That 5%.
Well, it does suck. And the problem is that a lot of people who are out there, no fault of their own, they've never been told by their doctor that there are other options. They just prescribe another medicine, which no fault of anybody's and certainly no fault of the patient's, doesn't work. Then they try another medicine. They might have this what's called a honeymoon period where they do very well on the medication. But then the seizures come back. They're as bad as they ever were. They're not driving. That impairs their ability to work, to have a normal social life. And it just goes on. Now, before we talk about the vagal nerve stimulator, I think the better treatment for that is to look and see if we can do a type of surgery called resective epilepsy surgery. A lot of people who have uncontrolled seizures have it coming from one spot in their brain. And if we can pin down where that one spot is, and it's not essential for talking or for laying down memories or moving the opposite side of the body, we can potentially take it out surgically. Now, there's a workup that's needed that only places like UC can offer, where you do advanced imaging. You actually bring them into this hospital unit called the Epilepsy Monitoring Unit to record seizures with both video and EEG, this test where they put stickers on the scalp. Yeah. But if people are a candidate for that, the success rate can be as high as 70%+ being completely seizure-free, and in some cases then being able to come off medicine successfully. So 70% versus less than 5%, it's really what we need to aim for if we can.
All right. Well, I wish we had a couple of hours to talk because this is fascinating for me, even though I don't suffer from epilepsy. But I know my listeners have maybe themselves or family members that do. And, of course, we are lucky. We've got UC Health and doctors like this one here who can cure you or perhaps do you some good. So get in touch with Dr. Brian D. Mosley. Brilliant neurologist at UC, 475-8730. Call to see a specialist at UC Health. Call 513-475-8730. Doctor, great having you in studio. Thanks for what you're doing for the people in Greater Cincinnati and those who come and visit UC Health.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me in.